Good afternoon. Our next weather system approaches our area from the south and west. This system is split into two parts. The first part is a wave of low pressure tracking eastward across the mid-Atlantic. The second part is an area of low pressure lifting northeastward from the Great Lakes toward Hudson Bay, which lifts a mid-level warm front across the region this afternoon and evening, and then sends a weak cold front across our region by Monday morning. Precipitation will begin to break out during the afternoon and evening hours. The best areas for some precipitation will be across the Mid-Hudson Valley into the Litchfield Hills and then across the Adirondacks. Activity elsewhere should be fairly limited, with much of the afternoon and evening likely being dry. Precipitation will be mostly all rain, however, forecast soundings suggest some light freezing rain and or drizzle will be possible across the higher elevations of the eastern Catskills, southern Adirondacks, and southern Greens for a time, with air temperatures hovering near or just below freezing. Highs today will range from the mid to upper 30s across the higher terrain to the lower 40s in the valleys. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, another day of widespread rain and thunderstorms is expected for portions of the central and eastern U.S. as ample moisture from the Gulf of Mexico streams in ahead of a frontal system. Rainfall amounts over an inch are possible, stretching from the lower Mississippi Valley into the northern mid-Atlantic, with rainfall 3-plus inches possible in the Ohio Valley. Many of these areas have received considerable rainfall over the last few days as well, exacerbating the risk for flooding and flash flooding. A moderate risk of excessive rainfall is in place for the Tennessee and Ohio valleys into the central Appalachians through tonight, while flood watches are in effect as well. The past 24-hour lower 48 state temperature extremes range from a high of 93 at Rio Grande Village, Texas, to a low of negative 32 at Peters Sinks, Utah. For those of you traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, rain showers with a high near 44. In Boston, mostly cloudy with a high near 46. And in Buffalo, cloudy with a chance for some showers with a high near 50. Here are the Albany, New York climate normals for today. The normal high is 38, while the normal low is 20. The record high of 63 was set back in 1903, while the record low of negative 10 was set back in 1950. Today's sunrise was at 6:32 a.m. The sun is set to set at 5:44 p.m. It is a total of 11 hours and 11 minutes of daylight. It's an additional 2 minutes and 50 seconds of daylight from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. We are looking at cloudy skies this afternoon with a few isolated showers as highs reach into the upper 30s and low 40s. For the night tonight, we'll see some scattered showers and cloudy skies with overnight lows dropping down towards the mid-30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, we are looking at cloudy skies this afternoon with a chance for some showers as the highs reach near the low to mid-40s. And for the night tonight, we will still see the chance for some showers, some patchy fog, and cloudy skies as our overnight lows drop down towards the mid-30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, we are looking at cloudy skies with a chance for some showers this afternoon as highs reach into the upper 30s and low 40s. And for the night tonight, we will continue to see the chance for those showers, mostly cloudy skies, as our overnight lows drop down towards the mid to upper 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, we are looking at cloudy skies this afternoon with a chance for some scattered showers as highs reach into the upper 30s and low 40s. For the night tonight, we will continue to see those scattered showers and cloudy skies as our overnight lows drop down towards the mid-30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont in the Berkshires north of I-90, we are looking at cloudy skies for this afternoon with some scattered showers as highs reach into the low 40s. For the night tonight, we will continue to see those scattered showers and cloudy skies as our overnight lows drop down into the mid to upper 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, we will continue to see cloudy skies. We may see a few scattered showers early on in the morning as that low pressure system clears out of the region. Otherwise, we may actually get some sunshine as we work our way into the afternoon. Highs look to reach into the low 40s. It'll be breezy with wind gusts as high as 20 to 25 miles per hour in the morning and even gusts as high as 41 miles per hour in the evening. Another round of showers arrives heading into Monday night. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Reed Kisselbeck.